This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Either neutral to positive about some of the things he said. And, of course, the biggest story in the wake of that interview was that Lance Priebus got fired, not Anthony Scaramucci. So that seemed to suggest where Trump, his opinion about the interview.
That was Ryan Lizza. He brought down the House. 11 days and Scaramucci is out. Oh, it is like a scene from The Godfather. Bloody nonsense going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue when it came to the president's men, anyway. That may change with a general in charge who takes no prisoners, a Marine with a serious attitude. Hey, everybody, we kick the football down the field here to start things off on America Tonight and talk about Ryan Lizza. Had the audio file of the Scaramucci call and said it was just insane. He's a CNN contributor, and he writes for The New Yorker. So it was a big story. Of course it was a big story. The things that were said were insane. He said he got off the phone, needed to talk to someone about it, because he thought it was the weirdest, most insane, craziest conversation he ever had with a government official. And it wasn't off the record. So after Scaramucci called Rens Priebus a bunch of names and said some filthy, dirty things, that was it. I mean, bottom line is, he was fired. You're fired. That phrase was well placed on Scaramucci. So he's done. And now it's a new day. He joins Flynn and Priebus as short-serving White House officials in the history of the White House. These have been some of the shortest terms, period. Like I said, Kelly is in charge now, and the retired General John Kelly taking over after this tumultuous period. I guarantee he will make a huge difference. He suffers no fools, so nobody's going to be made a fool of with Kelly. It's going to be a little bit boring, perhaps, compared to what it has been the last couple of, last couple of weeks. I mean, Scaramucci was the bottom feeder there, and him being bounced with the nickname the Mooch was ultimately going to happen. But this soon, crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. 11 days. When he entered the job, it prompted the resignation of Press Secretary Sean Spicer. But that profanity-laced interview with Ryan Lizza from The New Yorker was the end of it. I mean, was the end. There was no bouncing back, period, end of story. And what's really odd is who knows what happens with Scaramucci, but Sean Spicer is supposedly in talks with a reality television show to be a contestant. Hey, the guy's got to eat, right? He has to eat, so if you go from the White House to a reality contestant, so be it. That's what happens. This is America. Live with it. Live with it. And now the question is evolving into who is replacing the Mooch? Could it be Kellyanne Conway? She wants to be able to spend time with her family. Could she be the Scaramucci replacement? That was what was going on. I think a man named Kelly is the newest sheriff in town, And boy, he suffers no fools. So that'll be a big change of pace, that's for sure. I love the comments from the former RNC head about Priebus, who said the firing is karma. He blamed karma for previous White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus's firing in an interview that was published over the weekend by The Atlantic. He said, this is the bed he's been making for himself since he was my general counsel. He's the guy who always positions himself for the next thing. Karma's a B, isn't it, is what he said. So Trump fired Priebus on Friday, replaced him with Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly. And right before his firing, the former White House Communications Director, one Anthony Scaramucci, called Priebus a paranoid schizophrenic. Priebus said after his firing, it's absolutely worth it. And talking about the appointment of Judge Neil Gorsuch as being one of the big, amazing moments in history that happened on his watch. Here's the thing. Easy come, easy go. Once you're gone, nobody cares. A couple of days of saucy headlines, and you all know it, and then it's done. Then we're on to whatever the next deal is. And who knows, that could be pretty interesting. Because we still don't have any kind of a health care plan moving forward, and there's some debate as to what's going to happen. Of course there is. And you may be getting notices already from your carrier about how much your insurance is going to go up or what's going to change. So to me, everybody leaves, they recess, and we're stuck with the same old is a bummer. I think they should make them. Here's what I think. I think everybody on Congress should be on the same insurance or some version of it that we're, because none of us have the same insurance, or some version of it that we're on. Let them experience what many of us experience and see if it makes a difference. Of course they don't want it. They've got pensions and good health care plans. So that's not going to happen. Why would they exchange something that's awesome for something that's confusing? And that's what I think it is. I think health care is confusing. How much is covered, what's going on, all that trying to figure it out is not easy. But just because it's complicated doesn't mean that the people that represent you and you and you in the back and you in New Jersey and you in California, can't they come up with something much more equitable? I feel like I'm saying the same question over and over again, like a dog chasing its tail and then answering it to no satisfaction, by the way. Hollywood loses a great one. Who is it? I'll talk about it next on America Tonight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you understand that drinking water could help you ward off a ton of things, including diabetes. Or how about this? Amusement parks are linked to thousands of injuries. Or how about this? There are actually 7 ways to ease asthma. I say this because I was just perusing through a website, a major one, CNN, and these are 3 of the stories that came up. Amusement parks could be linked to safety concerns, of course. Seems like every time we turn around on this show, we're talking about somebody stuck on some ride somewhere. We talked about the 3 girls that were injured after falling from a Ferris wheel. When does that happen, right? How about the 10-year-old boy was killed in a water slide. Awful. I mean, there's malfunctions, there's problems, there's an organization, the International Association for Amusement Parks. They say that 335 million people visit amusement parks in the United States every year. And the likelihood of sustaining injury at an amusement park that would lead to an overnight stay at a hospital is 1 in 16 million. So it still is relatively rare, but 1 is too many, and anybody who runs anything in the amusement world, they know. Come on, are you kidding me? That once that happens, scary stuff. So since we're slapping at it, that's what I call this segment, The other story that I threw out there about that I saw on CNN is the fact that medical studies say that people who drink moderately have a lower risk of developing diabetes than those who never drink. This is this new study that's been published in a European journal. That's convenient. Men and women who hoist a few glasses where they're tending to do that 3 to 4 days a week, they say have the lowest risk of developing diabetes. Danish researchers found that compared to people drinking less than one day each week. And then they talk about, what about water and drinking water and how great water is to help your body and for diabetes and et cetera. Well, we know that from our pal Dr. Ben, who came on the show, and from so many others that say, drink more water. I mean, how many people really drink enough water? When you're just dying and you've been out in the heat, it's easy to down a whole bunch of glasses of water. I don't know. For a lot of us, it's not necessarily that easy, right? Unless you just really like water or you've gotten used to it. I think that is the, I think that's the tough thing. I think it is. I think it's tough to do. Doesn't that sound cheesy? It's so tough to drink water. But everybody says the same thing. If we could all drink a gallon of water a day, what would it do? I mean, if you drank way more than that, I don't know that it would be great for you. But how many glasses of water? My doctor used to say you drink 8 to 10 8-ounce glasses of water. And that seemed like easy peasy, and it is for a while, and then all of a sudden, it's not so easy peasy anymore, right? It's not. It's not. So that's enough of that. We get it. We know we're supposed to drink water. We know that amusement parks can be dangerous, of course. No question about that. But how about this? One of our old guests, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, found guilty of criminal contempt. Remember, he used to be America's toughest sheriff. He might be behind bars. A federal jury found him guilty of what I just said. So the former Maricopa County, Arizona sheriff was accused of violating court order in a racially profiling case by continuing patrols targeting immigrants. This verdict was handed down. So what does this mean? They say he knew what it meant and knew what it could lead to. Arpaio is saying the order wasn't clear. He didn't intend to violate it. His defense attorney argued that Arpaio's former attorney dropped the ball and didn't clearly explain the order or seek clarification from the federal judge who issued it. But, you know, these problems started back in 2007. So he's in trouble. He's in trouble because they could definitely send him away. Ooh, with the name he has, sending him away would be disastrous. Oh, it would be. Disastrous. And remember, last November, he lost his bid for a 7th term as the sheriff because he was that popular sheriff forever and a day. It was kind of shocking in a way that he was upended, but he was. Would you think that the woman who came from nothing and invented a boy wizard and made almost $1 billion on it had to apologize for falsely accusing Trump of ignoring a boy in a wheelchair? The Harry Potter author apologized for a series of tweets that accused President Trump of refusing to shake the hand of a child in a wheelchair during an event last week. She said she was informed that her tweets from Friday were not a full or accurate representation of what happened last Monday. So she apologized on Twitter to the boy and his family, but she didn't go beyond that. the best-selling author, wrote at the time that it was stunning and horrible and that Trump cannot bring himself to shake the hand of a small boy who only wants to touch the president. She had about like 7 tweets and 75,000 retweets by Monday, so people were paying attention to what she wrote. And of course, she's famous and has a huge following. So you add that to it and people are paying attention. That's why the apology. Or at least that makes sense anyway. Meanwhile, how about this? You know, I kind of like the car thing now, right? Ford added a mute button for the Mustang's noisy V8. A mute button? So if your neighbors don't like the noise, the rumbling of the car, they've got a quiet mode available on the 2018 Mustang GT. Going to work out at the gym at 6 a.m., and then going to work after that, coming home, tearing down the alley. No worries. There is a mute button. Too bad they can't invent, like, a invisible shield that goes over the car so no one knows when you're coming. Wouldn't that be great? But apparently, quiet mode works. So quiet mode can be cranked up between the hours of 5 a.m. and 9. The other thing that they're doing on this Mustang, oh, it's so cool. They've got a drag strip that lets the car go from 0 to 60 miles an hour in under 4 seconds. But don't try that at home. I have the mute button on so I can be quiet, but then I want to race down the street. What do I do? I'm not sure. What am I supposed to do? Figure it out. Would you figure that Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen would reunite on a basketball court at MJ's flight school? My answer would be, I don't think so. But they did. They took the event on Sunday in California by storm. A lot of people took pictures of them, talked about the reunion. Pippen and Jordan, of course, were teammates in Chicago from 87 to 93, and then again from 95 to 98. And the rest is history. They won 6 championships, certainly a dynasty of all time, the Chicago Bulls. But the flight school is the first time that they've been on the court in a decade. Jordan and Pippen also played against one another when Jordan was with the Wizards and Pippen played for the Portland Trail Blazers. Wow. They were a good duo, that's for sure. Forbes Books at Bedtime, coming up next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So I like to think out of the box. I love to touch base with my famous friends. When I get to the cities where I'm speaking, because I'm, besides being a broadcaster, I am a speaker internationally and across the United States. So I love to hit the ground running. It's so important at the end of the day that the people feel like they've really gotten my message, so they get the great takeaways that they can apply to their businesses as I'm a business.
And you've got to hit critical mass, Kate. You've got to hit critical mass.
That's right. And then when I'm done all of that, I'll ping my pal Greg Stebbin so that
and
we can
I'll
come
open the kimono.
So we can come up with some other stuff. You've heard this before. It is all of those cliches. And I can't tell you how many times some of them have been bouncing back to me. We have a great guest with us, James Sudikow, who has a book called Picking the Low-Hanging Fruit and Other Stupid Stuff We Say in the Corporate World. How'd you like that intro, James?
I was. I don't want to do the interview anymore. I'm offended.
Are you too stupided out for one conversation?
Yeah, I can't handle this anymore. That was a great intro.
Yeah, so we use some of the things that you talk about in your book. What is it about that? Is it just we have lax lingo, or it's crutches, or why does that come out of our mouths so often?
You know, it's interesting. I tried to kind of trace the history of it, because that's how neurotic I am about this stuff. I'm not sure I could find anything specifically, but what I have found, you know, working in the business world for a good number of years is, you know, there's a lot of noise out there, and what I mean is we're try to find, like, more interesting ways of saying the same thing. And then the problem is it sticks and it just starts, you know, proliferating. And then we're just surrounded by it all the time. And even someone like me who just, you know, can't stand corporate lingo starts saying it. I think I told someone I was going to bake them into the process not that long ago. And I can't stand saying that. I'm like, how'd that happen? Somebody just said it to me and it just rubbed off.
Well, we actually toyed with the idea of having a little bell in the background, and every time you said one of these stupid things, we would ring the bell just to see if we could annoy you.
But you
made a really good point there, actually, which is you wrote the book on this. The book is Picking the Low-Hanging Fruit, which is as annoying a statement in business as there is annoying.
Yeah.
Picking the Low-Hanging Fruit and Other Stupid Stuff We Say in the Corporate World. I mean, you wrote the book on it. And you're still doing it, but have you found some ways to kind of catch yourself so that you speak, frankly, authentically instead of using these terrible business cliches?
Well, actually, yeah. And it was a hard, as you said it right on, even someone like me who just doesn't like any of these things, I found myself slipping into them periodically. It's hard to get away from it. So what I actually find myself doing is slowing down my conversation, and actually there are many times where I'm about to use one and I just pause for a second and I just constantly am clicking in my head, what's the normal way to say that thing? And I actually had a business colleague of mine the other day. We met to go meet with a client, and he said, "You've made me so self-conscious, I can't believe it." And I said, "All right, that's a success."
I love that. So when we use those kind of cliches, does that hurt us business-wise, especially when you're in the pitch stage?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, this isn't obviously the most important thing in business, but I do think there are some impacts to it. And I mean, I can give you a great story, especially for leaders. So I worked with a company years ago. It was the last company I worked for before I started my own consulting practice. And they had a chief operating officer who was awesome. And this guy, I mean, really, really smart guy, been around for a long time, but he would literally stand up in front of the entire company, which was global company, through webcast, through live, kind of standing in front of the groups in the town halls. And he would literally say this. He would say, "You know what, guys, our job is to make good stuff. And then it's to sell that stuff. And then if the stuff doesn't work, to fix it and provide really good customer service to the people that buy our products." And so he went the total opposite direction. He said, "I'm not using any of that really dumb corporate lingo." And people loved him because it resonated. That he was kind of like viewed as, yeah, he was the COO, but he was like the everyday COO. And everybody like resonated. And it was such a good example compared to other cases where I'll be sitting in meetings and people are just like spewing these terms left, right, and center, and people either they don't understand it or they walk away saying like, why does that guy have to talk that way? Why can't he just talk like a normal person, right? So it's just a really interesting comparison between someone who I think did it right, regardless of what his title was, and many of us who kind of say all these expressions far too frequently.
Well, you know, it's interesting as I'm listening to you, and we're talking with James Sudikow. He's the author of the book Picking the Low-Hanging Fruit and Other Stupid Stuff We Say in the Corporate World, and in this interview, by the way. James is also the principal and founder of CH Consulting. But it also seems to me that sometimes, particularly in a business environment, there are some catchphrases, and I'm not thinking of any at the moment, but there are some catchphrases that so accurately describe things like processes that to not use them would actually be inflicting a sense of lack of clarity. And so how do I know if I'm adding clarity or just adding junky cliches to my conversation?
Well, it's a really good point, and I'll give you an example. So I was doing an interview a ways back, and we were going through all the, you know, the dumb expressions in the book, and one person called in and said, "I just hate the expression bandwidth." And, you know, I don't particularly like it either, but then they put me on the spot, and I have to admit it was kind of funny. They said, "Well, how would you just define bandwidth?" And so I defined it, and then we realized that, you know, bandwidth was a much shorter, a much clearer way of describing it than my definition was. And so I said, "Let's just keep using bandwidth," because it didn't require any sort of like, well, how do I explain that to people? So that was a good example of something that, as much as I'm annoyed by it, I have to kind of recognize it is a pretty specific and concise way of providing clarity to people, and people know what that means.
Well, you know, my takeaway, oops, I just did it right there. But again, takeaway is kind of like bandwidth. I think yeah. I just realized in what you said, when I think about phrases in your book that you call stupid stuff, think outside the box, touch base, hit the ground running, critical mass,
yeah.
I'll ping you. Those are all non-specific cliches about non-specific things.
Yeah.
But takeaways and bandwidth are actually talking about something that, I mean, it's kind of virtual, but it's a real thing. So there is specificity to it versus
yeah.
just using a nothing phrase to talk about nothing.
That's right. No, I think that's a really good point. I mean, if there is something specific that's coming out of it that people have learned to accept that language means that specific thing, it's probably okay. But yeah, when you start talking about opening the kimono and critical masses and all those things, nobody really knows what you're talking about. My favorite is the paradigm shift. And it's not that people, don't, you know, we've heard paradigm shift a lot, although if I ever used it at home, I think my wife would kick me out for a day and say, you're not allowed to be here for a while until you get that out of your system. But if you ask anybody what a paradigm shift is, to your point, you'll get 10 different definitions if you talk to 10 people. So how much clarity is that really providing?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
It's a sea change of clarity, I think.
Yeah. you know, the interesting thing is, James, when you talk about takeaways, I just signed a contract for a big speaking thing that I'm doing for a company, one of their big conventions, and specifically they write on it, key takeaways. What are the key takeaways? And so... In some senses, in a specific company or for a specific industry, you'll still see that, and that's what happens in the speaking world. You're never going to get away, at least not in the near future, from what are your takeaways when they ask you what you do and et cetera, unless that lingo starts to change. And I guess that's what happens. Yeah. That's how they become a cliche, though, because people overuse it, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, in my world where I do consulting work with clients, I mean, as much as I hate the expression deliverables, I can't get away from it because it's almost an expectation that when you write a statement of work, what are your deliverables? And every time I write it, I start cringing, you know, like, how can I figure out a way to say this in a different way? But then, of course, they won't know what I mean. So I have to use deliverables. It becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy of stupidity.
Yeah.
So what happened in your business life or your personal life? What was the catalyst that made you sort of focus on these things? And I would guess first you were just annoyed by them. Maybe you began to then catalog them, and then you realized, I got enough silly, stupid stuff here to actually write a book. Is that kind of how this happened?
A little bit, yeah, kind of like that, but a little bit even broader than that. It's actually kind of a funny story. So I started my career years ago working at Deloitte Consulting and had a great experience there and learned a whole lot of stuff. But somehow there was like a contingent of us that found all this stuff kind of funny. I remember when I started, I was a little bit nervous about what I knew and didn't know, and I was working for a big name firm, and so I was happy to do that, but I was pretty insecure about like my contribution. So these words were just hurled around, not just at Deloitte, but any of the consulting firms at the time, and I didn't know what half of them meant. You know, obviously I learned through osmosis over a few years, but, you know, I got promoted from a senior consultant to manager, and I got into my office and had this whiteboard up there. And so in my slightly, you know, out of left field approach to things, I decided to use the whiteboard to actually write down all of the annoying terms that I heard every day. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to put an end to this. Nobody's allowed to use these terms, at least in my office. That's all I can control. You can't say any of the terms on that whiteboard in my office. And it just kind of became kind of a fun joke. And what became funnier about it was I would go to business trips to clients, and I'd come back, you know, 4 or 5 days later, and there were all these new words written on my board. And I was wondering, like, who's writing all this stuff? And I found out that it was, like, partners and other directors. They thought this was really fun. And so they would come into my office when I was gone and write new words up there.
That's hilarious.
Stop anybody. Yeah. And then I thought, okay, this is clearly fun. So let's write a book about it.
I love it. James Sudikow, thank you so much. Picking the low-hanging fruit and the other stupid stuff we say in the corporate world. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was fun.
Deborah Caro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the candy.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Again, I am so pleased by how much mail that we've gotten in the mailbag. It's not a surprise, so maybe I don't need to keep saying that, but I just want to give you all a pat on the back. Because you're listening, you're paying attention, you're downloading the shows, you're going and grabbing it off of TuneIn and other ways to get that, or at the GCN site, so thanks. All right, this first one is from Paul, who says, oh my gosh, Game of Thrones, I heard you talk about GOT, I'm so psyched. Delaney, that you are a Game of Thrones fan. I am a fan as well. You talked about Jon Snow and the Dragon Lady and their meeting finally. You have no idea because I was a fan of the books. I read it and it has been coming for a very long time. So it was pretty exciting to actually see that happen. So thanks for mentioning it. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out and what the final end is, if you know what I'm saying. Yep, I'm a fan. I was a converted fan because at first I was like, wow, I'm not so sure I understand this. I don't know. I think if I had read the books, it would have felt a little different for me when I was watching it. And that's the thing. When books are converted into series or converted into movies and you've read them, in some ways it's a spoiler, in some ways it's good. I think if I had been like you, I would have understood better what I was getting into. And now I do understand it. So, you know, absolutely. How about this? This one is from Russell, who says, Kate, I heard you mentioning just the other day and then last week about the total solar eclipse And thank you for giving me the trajectory of where that was going to happen. And you mentioned Charleston, South Carolina. And, in fact, you mentioned it again about what a great business opportunity it's been for a lot of people to go there in the IT world. And you're absolutely right. I've been there on business a lot. And did you know there's a rooftop bar? It's called the Vendu in Charleston that people will be able to see the eclipse, and they're actually charging for it because so many people are probably going to go up there to experience that. I did. You know, it's August 21st that we're talking about, and it's 11:30 in the morning, and they're charging like $25 cover charge to get in because so many people will be wanting to do that. And it's not the only place. I'm sure along that whole route there are other rooftop places where you can really see it. And they'll be doing probably the same thing because they'll have to limit the amount of people that can actually go up there. In fact, I saw a list, and maybe that's where you got it. I saw a list of places. I used to live in Nebraska when I first started in my career, and I was looking at this bar in Lincoln, Nebraska, Barry's Bar and Grill. And they're saying that they get free T-shirts for the first 100 people, excuse me. They have drink specials, all this other stuff. They say the cover charge is $5. So big difference between Lincoln, Nebraska and Charleston, South Carolina. But I don't know. They may read what some of the others are charging, and they might have to try to make it up somehow on drinks or something else. But very, very cool. Absolutely. All right, so let's go to another one. How about this? This one is from Tom. Tom says, Kate and America Tonight listeners, I agree with you. I heard you talk about healthcare and how frustrating it is because it seems as though all you're talking about is healthcare. And bravo for saying that why is it so chaotic? Can't there just be a way, even if it is difficult, to come up with some serious answers and punch them through? Yeah, I didn't say punch them through, but you're right. I love that analogy. Can't you just punch it through? When we've been dealing with this for already 7 years, it's nothing new for a lot of the same people who have been debating this and talking about it on the Hill. I mean, clearly, this is not a bipartisan issue. Clearly, this is a partisan issue, and that's part of the problem. That's part of what the problem is with this whole thing. So what are the constituents saying to their lawmakers? What are the lawmakers doing? And the circle goes on and on and on. It just seems to me, how do we live in one of the greatest countries on the face of the earth and we can't get it right? Or get it close, at least. Maybe there is no right, but get it close. We're not even close. You know, that's the frustrating part of this. All right, how about this one from Mac? John McCain. I am not necessarily a huge fan of John McCain's, but I certainly don't wish the man ill will. I heard some idiot call your show and say something about McCain that was nasty, and I agree with you. There's no reason to attack him personally. But for John McCain, how is he doing health-wise? Well, he's got, you know, that brain cancer, I guess is the way to put it. And we had Dr. Stieg on. In fact, I let you hear him twice where he talked about what that's like, and you could compare it to Ted Kennedy. He had the same thing. It's, you know, they get it, and you're looking for a miracle because it's obviously a fatal kind of thing. How are we to know what happens after there's removals? And but he's back. You know, he was going in for a different kind of operation for a blood clot, and then it turned into, you know, they found something else. And that's the deal, right? And John McCain, boy, he has been around forever. You think about how long he's been a senator. And you think about just his career of service, how long that's been. And again, it's been a very, very long time for McCain. And he made that run for president, lost in the primary season to George Bush, got the nomination in 2008, and we know what's happened since then. All right, let's take another one. This is great. We're getting a lot of them in, a lot of different ones, too. This one is from Terry, who says, Kate, we listen to you here in Sarasota. I know you get a lot of shout-outs from people in Sarasota. Sweet. You must have a lot of insomniacs because the there is a crowd of us here, which I think is very cool. Did you see the story about the airport worker who punched a passenger holding a baby? Wow, that is crazy. That's risky, the fact that he could have hit the baby. Yeah, it was a European airliner, EasyJet, and the victim was supposed to travel from Nice to Luton, an airport, I guess, outside of London, and the flight was delayed for 11 hours. So not good for the other people. See, this is the thing. What a nightmare for everybody else, because all the passengers, you know, they deal with it. And there was somebody who actually had a photograph of the altercation. And the husband kind of restrained the attacker while they waited for the cops to come. The man was taken away, the infant in the arms, later let back on the flight for the eventual takeoff, had a mark on his face from the punch. Wow. I mean, no matter what is being said or what's happening or whatever, how do you cannot punch a passenger. I mean, let's be real about that. You can't do it. It's crazy sometimes what's happening on these flights, isn't it? And again, this wasn't in the United States, but still, it shows you how hot things get, you know, anywhere. Yeah, crazy. All right, speaking of getting hot, here's another one. This one is from Kevin, who says, Kate, I know that you sometimes talk about sports. Did you see the thing about Chris Christie confronting a heckling fan? And it was actually on video. It was during a Cubs Brewers deal. Yeah, I guess he was being heckled, as you said, over the weekend, and the governor went up to him and said something. You know, he was getting razzed by fans, so he kind of got a chilly reception from the fans before at Citi Field, and now here we go again. So Christie is in his second term as the New Jersey governor, and he's having none of it, right? He's not. So if somebody decides he's going to heckle him, he's gonna go up to them, and he's going to say something. He's going to respond. He's not the kind of guy that sits back on his hands, obviously, and just lets it ride. So the thing is, we live in the cell phone era where everybody has the walking documentation capabilities of flipping up the phone or turning their phone over. I shouldn't say flipping it up, just turning it over and shooting photographs and video, just like that airport worker. Of course, there was some video of that, because how easy is it to capture a photograph if you're there at the right moment, or video while it's happening, because we have that capability with our phones. So that's the truth of it. If you're going to do something, there's a good chance, especially if you're well known, that it's going to be documented. And in the case of Chris Christie, he like so many other people that are well known and have known faces, forget that they are easy to spot. All right, thanks once again for listening to this version of America Tonight. Truly appreciate all the words of encouragement right back at you. And remember, you can find us at the same time, same place, each and every evening. Thanks, everybody.
We'd like to thank you for your support.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.